You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is Tuesday, October the 8th of 2024. Another very quiet and pleasant start here in North Central Wisconsin at our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown Wausau. Fair skies and 44 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour, we will be joined by Nick Ramos. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, one of the groups involved in the event, the rally, the protest that will be going on at Wausau City Hall at 5:30 this afternoon before tonight's city council meeting. So we'll talk to Nick Ramos about what he's seen around the state of Wisconsin and also here in Wausau concerning that issue. First, it's every other Tuesday, we get an opportunity to talk about what's happening at the Marathon County Public Library. And very happy to welcome back in Chad Daly.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And last time you were in, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the book festival, the Central Wisconsin Book Festival.
Yep.
And I had an opportunity, as I said, to stop on by because I'm a big history buff and hear about JFK here in Wausau. So I really enjoyed that event over at Peking.
That's great. Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you generally about how the entire event went.
You know, I think it went really well. Another one in the books. It was a successful one, we think. It was a lot of fun. We managed to get through it pretty smoothly without any big snags on anything, and people seemed to enjoy themselves. You know, whether it was an event with just a few people or more than 100 people, people seemed to really enjoy themselves, and we had pretty good turnout, 15 events overall, and attendance just under 500. So, but that's pretty good for us. We're happy with that. It was a lot of fun. Certainly the event that you came to at Peking Restaurant with BJ Hollers, that was interesting. Our final event with David Robleski on the campus of UW Stevens Point was great. He was really entertaining and sat there and signed books forever afterward, and even asked, he said, I had a great time and I'd love to come back if you'd have me. And so to hear an internationally best-selling author say, you know, if you want to have me back, I'd be willing to do so. It was kind of cool. It
Isn't
was really
that nice,
nice
not to have to ask to have them say that, you know, because sometimes you got to wonder, oh, did they enjoy it? Did they feel like you're comfortable? And to hear it come right from them without you having to pry had to be, you know, it has to make you feel good that you're doing things the right way.
Absolutely. And I mean, we try to make it a good experience for the authors too. It's not just about who's coming to the events. We want the authors to feel comfortable and all of that and have fun themselves. So I think we accomplished that. Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. So then you put that, for lack of a better term, in the books.
Yep.
And you start moving forward.
To rest and take a breath and move on to some other things.
Yeah, and obviously things always are happening at the library. What are some of the events that you're looking at right now in terms of folks being informed about that's happening at either the main branch or, of course, you talk about the branches.
Some of the branches, too. Yeah, we've made the transition. Our big summer stuff, we're kind of a bit of a lull in August, and we're right back to it in September and now October. It's hard to believe it's already October. This afternoon in Mozanie for kids and adults, too, a cat craft party. They've got some cat themed crafts and games going on. Mozanie's been doing a lot of cat-related programming lately, which is great. Coming up Thursday night here in Wausau.
By the way, I was going to say, I was holding my tongue here. with all the cats in the political news, and right. Now you're probably sometimes things just come together.
They do. They do coincide nicely. There's nothing political about these cats.
I know it's not, but it's funny that you're hearing about cats, right. Cats, and now you hear about cats here at the library. But
people love cats.
Yes, they do. Too. Yes, they do. Too. Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm sorry I interrupted.
It's okay. No worries. Thursday night, we've got a program here in Wausau. So this is album cover art. So what we're doing is taking a bunch of old records and putting out a bunch of art supplies, and people can decorate these records in their own way, either the sleeves or the actual record itself. We'll have kind of just some blank templates in the shape of an album sleeve. People can make their own original creations. So these are all castaway records, nothing valuable in the lot, which is why we are feeling okay about drawing them up. So that gets underway at 6:30. Also in Wausau this weekend, we have we do this occasionally, and we have it coming up again, a craft swap. So people can bring in their gently used or new crafts, drop them off, and we'll put everything out, and people can come out and pick out something new craft-wise, get some new craft supplies for free. So that should be fun. And then next week here in Wausau on the 14th, on Monday the 14th at 1 o'clock, we're starting up a new genealogy kind of social group. Genealogy meetup is what we're calling it. So our reference librarian, Julie in Wausau, who's an ace with all of the genealogy stuff, will be showing some tips and techniques, that sort of thing, but people can just talk with each other about their different genealogy research. So some other things coming up next week. I know we said we'd get to some branches, but it seems like I highlighted all the Wausau stuff this morning. Next week, Thursday, is going to be really fun. We have the Wausau Paranormal Research Society coming back to the library.
Really?
We've had them in the past. It's been a few years at least, probably since before the pandemic, since we've done a program with them. So they're going to be coming in and talking about some of their investigations. They'll be showing off the equipment that they use, playing some video clips, probably sound clips, I think, and really kind of taking you inside the paranormal investigations that they do. It should be really fun.
So the truth is out there.
It is out there, and they try to find it all the time. And so they'll be sharing some of that with us. So, yeah,
very
plenty
cool.
going on in the next couple of weeks.
That's cool, and I think that that album cover thing is very cool. I tell you, I'm a big fan of especially like in the 70s and the 80s, there were some very, imaginative and very artistic album covers.
Absolutely.
And I think that, sometimes as we go on to CDs and then obviously to downloads and everything else,
right.
you lost a little bit of that. But, man, that used to be such a big factor in terms of putting out a new album, is to have the album cover that kind
exactly.
of grabbed you. And
you're sitting there listening to it and just staring at the cover or reading the liner notes inside. Yeah.
Exactly. So a lot of great, interesting stuff. And, again, for folks who, you went through a number of the different events going on, a way to make sure that you don't miss anything is to go to the website, which is mcpl.us.
Correct.
Have a complete listing of all the events that are going on. And also, it's always great, as what I do is follow you on Facebook, and you always put a lot of great information out there as well.
Yeah, we always have plenty of info on the Facebook site. Websites. We do print newsletters covering 2 months at a time. People can sign up to get those emailed to them as well. So, plenty of ways to stay informed on all the great programming coming up.
And we got some sad news.
Yeah, good and sad.
We've been doing this for I don't know how long. I mean, I've been doing this show for a little more than 2 years, and I think you came on rather quickly after I started this program up. And, of course, you were on WXCO in the past as well.
Right.
You've been around here for a very long time, but a new opportunity has come for you.
Making a change, I will be... I'm accepted a job at a different public library down in Stevens Point, so I'll be leaving the Wausau location this week, actually.
Not too far, at least.
No. And I live in Stevens Point, that's part of it. But, I've been with MCPL for 12 years, and it's been just a wonderful experience. It's such a great library to be a part of. Great staff. They do so much for their communities, and it's just been a wonderful experience. you know, more so than I could have imagined. And I'm trying to not start blubbering on the air here, but yeah, it's, I'm leaving, there's leaving the library. I'm just one of many, but there's a lot of great people who work there who do so much for their communities, whether it's giving you a book recommendation or helping you set up your phone or proofreading a job application or a resume, that sort of thing. You know, sometimes I think, I know we have a lot of support and people love the libraries, but it also seems, and it's biased opinion, you know, sometimes maybe just people think the library is just there and, right. and they're always there. And, you know, maybe not so much take it for granted, but you just kind of, people forget sometimes all of the different things that are possible through a library. And so, yeah, it's just been a great thing to be a part of this county library system. Yeah, definitely.
The good news, though, is we're going to continue to talk about what's happening yes. at the Marathon County Public Library. And
speaking of leaving things in good hands, yes.
And joining us is one of your colleagues, Robin. Robin, what's your last name?
Good morning. Robin Vargas.
Robin Vargas. And Robin, you're going to take the baton from Chad.
I will try my best to fill big shoes.
No, that's a good thing that the library and the voice on the library is going to continue with us every other Tuesday morning, at least to start off with, and we'll see how your schedule works out. But I'm looking forward to learning about you, learning about what you do, and the things at the library as well. But really glad you came by to kind of see how the pro does it here.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Really glad that Robin agreed to this. She's our marketing specialist, so she knows everything that's going on at the library, and we'll be able to talk about it, I'm sure, eloquently.
But are you in the stacks at all?
a little bit. Yep.
I love the fact you're always part of the stacks, you know, like one of the things about it. But Robin, we do look forward to having you on board to continue to promote what's happening, because there's so much great stuff that happens at the library, right? Yeah. But we're going to get you going here. We're going to be very gentle here, because, I mean, he's been doing it for such a long time. But again, we'll look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, as well.
But in our last minute, we got to say, you know, a fond farewell.
Thank you so much.
But I appreciated you coming in. You
Thank
really,
you so
I think
much.
It's important. I think you kind of hit it. A lot of people think, you know, they drive by and there's the library.
Yep.
I think people need to stay, instead of driving by that library, go on in there, meet people like yourself and Robin and everybody else at the Marathon County Public Library. Best of luck in Stevens
Thank you
Point.
So much, Chad. I really, really appreciate it.
And are you going to be part of that book festival next year?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, if you are.
Yeah,
then
we got some things to work out. So,
Well, if you're part of that,
come back sometime.
Come back. Yeah,
that would be
wonderful.
Great. I would love that.
Best of luck in Stevens
Thank
Point.
You very
Best
much.
Of luck, Chad.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thanks for all you're doing, too.
That is Chad Daly, Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. We'll come right back. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself as we recap last week's Week 7 action in high school football and look ahead to Week 8. Plus special guests. Our coach guest this week at 6:25 will be Stevens Point area senior high school head football coach Ryan Eichenberger. The Panthers face DC Everest in a first place conference showdown this Friday night. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Newman Catholic High School, their offensive and defensive lineman, senior Carson Callow. Cardinals are 5-1, and they're pushing towards another playoff appearance as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, it is a little sad. It's one of our longtime guests moving on, but it is great that Chad Daly will continue working within the library system, going down to Portage County and in Stevens Point. I've lived in Stevens Point in the past. Nice place to live.
It's only 20 minutes away.
There
right?
you go. And he's still going to be involved in doing, I think, important work with our libraries. But he's been outstanding for the last couple of years, joining us here on this program from very early on during the course of this show when we got underway just over 2 years ago. And it's also terrific to have Robin Vargas will be joining us from the library, taking the baton from Chad Daly starting in a couple of weeks. So again, best of luck to Chad Daly. Thanks for his work both in the library and for his work coming here, letting us know what's going on at the library and throughout the county as well. And I know he'll be doing terrific work down in Stevens Point. So again,
thank you, Chad, for all you've done.
Exactly. So again, goodbye to Chad and hello to Robin. And we'll continue with our library segment coming up at 9:06 in 2 weeks' time. Mm-hmm. We just heard a promo tomorrow night. Make sure you join us for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO. I'll be joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster as we are getting towards the end of the regular season when it comes to high school football. Yep, week 8 of the high school football season on tap. Teams are battling for playoff spots, battling for conference championships, and we'll talk about what happened last week and some interesting results. We'll look ahead to some big matchups this weekend as well, plus be joined by Stevens Point head football coach Ryan Eigenberger. The Panthers getting set for a trip to D.C. Everest on Friday night in a conference showdown for first place. He'll be with us at 6:35, and then Carson Callow, a senior lineman from Newman Catholic. Cardinals fighting for a playoff spot. They are now 5-1 after a huge win at Port Edwards last week. Carson Callow will be with us at 7:06 as our student athlete guest. So again, always fun to be able to do a deep dive into high school sports, and we do that every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
It's crazy how we're almost at the playoffs already.
Yes.
Already at week 8, just going by so fast.
Yeah, so this week, week 8, next week, week 9, and then after the week 9 games, a week from Friday, the following day on Saturday morning, the announcements will be made of the teams that make the playoffs and the pairings and the road to the state championship. So again, we're not that far away. And then, of course, next month, we'll be starting off winter sports with basketball and hockey and wrestling all going on and all the winter sports. So again, it just keeps on going.
There's always something going on every season.
And we, again, are very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports and also the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction.
Indeed.
98.9 WXCO. Coming up in just a few minutes, again, Nick Ramos. Very excited to be able to talk to Nick and all the great work he does with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. As, again, coming up at 5:30 today. It will be a big event over at Wausau City Hall. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining up with Wausau voters, SEIU Wisconsin, all voting as local souls to the polls and community activists for a rally to protest Mayor Denny's removal of the city's ballot drop box and subsequent attempts to cast doubt on this safe and secure method of voting. There will be a Wausau council meeting tonight. We'd heard previously from the mayor that he was hoping to be able to discuss this issue at the council meeting, but 5:30 for the rally. Again, if you're interested in going out there and being part of the rally, it's at 5:30 at City Hall, which is at 407 Grant Street in Wausau. But this is, again, not just in Wausau. We have seen this go on around the state of Wisconsin. That's part of the discussion we'll have with Nick Ramos coming up about how this is happening in different areas of the state and the pressure that's being put on clerks. And the clerks are the ones that ultimately, again, are the ones that decide whether or not there's drop boxes or not. We've heard the Dodge County story about the sheriff going around to different clerks, pressuring them not to use drop boxes. Mm-hmm. And now we have the story here in Wausau where the mayor went and talked to the clerks, trying to help her decide not to use drop boxes. In the end, the drop boxes were put out there. And then, of course, everything started happening 2 weeks ago Sunday. So Nick Ramos will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes at 9:34 to talk about all of that and a whole bunch more here on the program. But before then, we again will have an information update with news, weather, and sports. And don't forget, coming up at the end of the show, our last segment, we always have a daily history lesson, and we have our number for the day quiz. And since Ian was not here yesterday, it will be the first chance of the week for Ian to be tested on the number for the day quiz. So
that's right.
Still plenty to come in the final half hour of the show. The time is 9:28. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Unfortunately, I have a bad echo here in my headphone, and I'm not sure why that is. Can you, I think I'm going to have to go back to the other way. So please be, we're going to take a real transition here. All right. So we're going back to our original setup here. I was trying to go to a different setup here to have a little bit of a better video presentation as we wait for Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to join us. So again, we are waiting for Nick Ramos to join us here on the program as Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is part of an event going on today. It is a protest in front of Wausau City Hall. Again, this story has been developing for the past 2.5 weeks or so, as 2 weeks ago on Sunday, Mayor Doug Dinney had went out with hard hat and all and removed the city drop box. And I see that Nick Ramos is with us. And number one, very happy to welcome Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the executive director, part of the event coming up later at 5:30 here at Wausau City Hall. Nick, number one, thank you for coming on the program.
Chad, good morning. Good morning to you.
It is beautiful this morning. It is a beautiful day for a get-together at City Hall, right?
I mean, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, you're either super jazzed about going to City Hall, super jazzed about Dancing with the Stars being on tonight. I don't know. I mean, it's a Super Bowl of Tuesdays up in Wausau, I feel like.
But absolutely.
I'm just super late to just be up and edit in the morning because I'm not a morning person. So I'm excited to be here with you, big dog.
Well, that makes me even happier because I, frankly, am not much of a morning person, and I know the feeling when somebody asks you to get up a little bit earlier than you want to. Let's kind of delve before we talk about the specifics of here in Wausau. This is only one of a number of these kind of issues going around the state of Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm sure the people of Walsall, everyday citizens, I'm sure you're tired of having to hear the words drop box, ballot drop box. But there's a real emphasis in Walsall because, you know, in the summer we got a Supreme Court decision that said, hey, you know, municipalities, you got the choice to be able to bring drop boxes back. And a lot of us, you know, we celebrated that. And then we thought that we would see across 72 counties in Wisconsin, drop boxes would be flourishing kind of in the way that, you know, during the pandemic and before that, it wasn't really an issue. But for whatever reason, there has been what feels like a coordinated campaign. And I'm not saying this about Wausau, but in other areas, like in Dodge County, and where there's been pressure from law enforcement officials, and there's been people that have been in these organizations that really have been touting a lot of election denying and conspiracy theories. And they've been forcing these clerks into positions where they don't feel comfortable putting out drop boxes. And so, like hotcakes, they're falling, you know, into this little skillet, and people are just like, all right, like, I really do not want any problems with this. I'm going to avoid this like the plague. And so it's why it's so important to organizations like mine, the Democracy Campaign and All Voting is Local and some of these others, to really push back against this narrative that, like, drop boxes, who the hell knows what ballot harvesting is? Like, I've never seen anybody stuff, you know, hundreds of ballots into a box. You know, it just baffles my mind, and yet we let these crazy ideas run like wildfire. And so it's super important that we dispel this mis and disinformation, and that we encourage people, doesn't matter what party you're part of, to be able to, if you get an absentee ballot, like if mail service slows down, you should be able to go drop your ballot off and not feel like you're going to be villainized over that. And so that's why it's been so important to try and push back against all this bad stuff that's happening out there. And that's why this ballot drop box thing with the mayor, I know it became a national story, yep, but it's become that intense over this issue that should be nonpartisan, should be super simple.
When you looked at, you know, you mentioned Dodge County, and I frankly, that one really annoys me. We had that sheriff go to Madison, have a press conference with, I believe, Tom Tiffany to tout the fact. I mean, again, if you're going to go around and basically try to pressure these nonpartisan election officials, basically a city clerk who just wants to run a pretty darn good, safe election, give people an opportunity to vote, and you get to, number one, you go around and you put the pressure on with your badge on and your uniform on, and then you go and announce it to everybody how proud you are of this. I was shaking my head. And I imagine you at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, this is an example of what you're fighting against every single day.
Brother, I mean, I know I told you I'm not a morning person, but man, do you know how to hit the right buttons to get my blood boiling? I mean, because you have to really think about it. Like, people that get to wear the gun and the badge, like, that really carries a lot of weight. And, like, a person, like a sitting mayor who, again, did a photo op and got to carry a drop box into his office and had this whole standoff for a week only to hand it back over to the clerk, like, it feels like it's not that serious, but if you think about the kind of chilling effect that it ultimately has to just everyday people that aren't in the bubble, like, you have no idea who sees that, and then that might end up making them not want to participate in our democracy. And in a state like Wisconsin, where literally last presidential election, it was decided by 1%, so our races, you know, especially we're in a presidential year, like, it will be decided by thousands of votes. And you're going to now have folks that are intimidating clerks and being like, you know what, if you put these drop boxes out, I don't know if I can protect you guys. I don't know if I'm going to be able to, me and the cavalry. And it's probably best if you don't do that. It's like, if you hear somebody in authority tell you that, don't you think you're going to probably be like, all right, man, I'm not going to really go out of my way to then do the opposite thing if this right. person that's in law enforcement tells me this. And so it's disgusting stuff. And that's why, like, I keep saying this to people, this is an issue that I'm going to deal with beyond November because we have Supreme Court races every year until 2030. Yeah. Like, buckle up, guys. I mean, I know you guys are tired with seeing ads and dealing with, you know, the whole like political theater of this thing, but it's so important to be engaged and it's so important to understand what is on the ballot because these decisions that are getting made, they impact my life, your life, and future generations. And like, we deserve to be able to be a part of that discussion versus what it's been like, where there's a lot of people that are basically making that calculus for us and then doing it behind closed doors and no public input. And like, that's not how democracy needs to work.
Again, we're talking to Nick Ramos, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here on 98.9 WXCO in front of the rally over at City Hall at 5:30 this afternoon concerning the issue of drop boxes, the issue of the mayor removing the drop box, the issue of the mayor still wanting to discuss this in front of the city council. Let's talk specifically about what's happened the last 2.5 weeks here in Wausau. As somebody who's seen these kind of issues around the state and even more, what jumps out about this specific instance of, I would call it, voter suppression?
Ooh, yeah. No, I mean, that is not taboo in this scenario. And I don't want anybody to be like, oh, well, you know, it's really playful when you get to watch a mayor put on a hard hat and a vest on a Sunday after church and, you know, he got a dolly and he took a photo op. Well, he didn't even have to do that. Like, he could have just went out there and took a box that was not bolted in the ground yet. And it very clearly had signs on it that said closed, not open. Like, it was very clear that this box was not operational. And yet, all the reporting that I got from up north, people are telling me that the city attorney and other folks up there are basically explaining to the mayor, hey, like, you know, the clerk is getting ready to put this thing in the ground on Monday. You know, I think that was the 23rd, September 23rd. Don't touch it. Right. And, you know, for the biblical folks out there, like the first thing I thought of was like Adam and Eve, you know, the forbidden fruit. Right. All you got to do is you can stay in paradise so long as you don't eat the fruit on the tree. And for whatever reason, I don't know who's giving him advice or who's talking to him, but I know that he's been running on this anti-Dropbox platform. And it's like, dude, all you got to do is just literally give it a day. Other people in other jurisdictions, you know, they had public hearings. They had all types of discourse. You didn't have to do a single thing. You're a new mayor. Like, but for whatever reason, had to go out there, had to have the Dropbox, had to go put it in his office and, you know, wanted to make it a spectacle and then shared it with, you know, the Common Council president. And it's like, guys, like at the end of the day, the Supreme Court was clear about who is in charge of like putting the drop boxes out there. And the last time I read it, it wasn't the mayor. It was like the clerk. And so that was like a big like red flag for me. And then after that, we have this whole week-long standoff where, I mean, again, I wasn't up in Wausau. I was down here in Madison. But for all intents and purposes, I'm just imagining this poor little drop box sitting in the mayor's office all by itself, right, you know, being held hostage. And I'm just like, all right, like enough pressure. I honestly think if nobody was going to say anything about it, he probably would have held on to it. I mean, he was taking shots at his own clerk. He was taking shots at the Common Council, and he was trying to see if this was going to blow over. And I was just sitting down here. I'm like, there's no way in hell that I'm going to be able to watch somebody literally, I don't care what size the city is. Like, you cannot do that to people. Like, people are expecting, like, hundreds of thousands of, mail ballots are already out there. So people are trying to return these things. And you're over here basically playing, you know, hide and go seek with the drop box up there. Like, there's no way. You have one that's outside of City Hall. And so, you know, a lot of pressure got applied. And then he realized that this ended up being something that you could be criminally charged for. And it's like, all right, like after a week of this whole little standoff, he's like, all right, I'm going to turn it over to the clerk and let the clerk, it's in God's hands at that point. But the train already left the station at that point. Like, you already created this chilling effect amongst people where they don't even feel comfortable putting their ballot into the same box that maybe their tax bill or water bill might go into. And I had residents contact me from up north talking to me about that. And I'm like, that's not right. Like, and I'm not here to just like fear monger. Like, you know, when I get to travel the state, constituents all over the place, Republicans, Democrats, independents, they talk to me about all types of stuff that are interesting. I'll tell you the one thing, money in politics, they all agreed on that is corrupting, you know, the world, but we could talk about it in a different world, in a different convo. My thing is that, like, no matter what, my hope is that we are trying to do everything we can to expand voting access here, because the reports are coming in that United States Postal Service mail service is going to slow down. And if it does, can people really then sit there and with good consciences and good faith, after they demonize drop boxes, you might have your own political party affiliation, and there's people out there that want to be able to return their ballots, and they might not be able to go do that now because you just took away a very safe and secure method because of this tirade and this crusade that you wanted to live and die on under this big lie, like that everybody has been using voter fraud under these ballot drop boxes. Like, they have been used for years and it has not been a problem. And yet all of a sudden now we get to hear all these crazy boogeyman conspiracy theories, and enough is enough. Like, we need to get back to common sense and decency in Wisconsin and the US. And like, if you're going to tell me that we're going to start throwing away votes, like, that is unacceptable in a state where the entire country is looking at us.
Nick, we have to leave it right there. We have a hard break coming, but that shows again why tonight is important, to be there and let the voice be heard. Nick. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, today at 5:30, it will be the rally over at City Hall discussing this issue of drop boxes. And the thing about it is, if people don't let their voices be heard, if they just sit back and say, well, not much we can do here. Nope. Then things do happen where the mayor would be able to keep the drop box in his office right through the election. So again, it's only the voice of the people that allows these overreaches to be acknowledged and hopefully remedied. So again, 5:30 today at Wausau City Hall. And thanks again to Nick for joining us. As again, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, one of the groups involved in today's rally over at City Hall. Real quickly, tomorrow, I mentioned Bob Look will be with us in the first hour, Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, and also Trisha Zunker will be joining us as well. And we're going to be talking about the Central Wisconsin Indigenous Peoples Day powwow coming up this weekend at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. I'm sure we'll be talking about some other issues as well. She's very active in terms of so many different important issues. So Trisha Zunker will be joining us in the second hour as well tomorrow here on the program. Today is October the 8th of 2024. It is day number 282 of this year. There are 84 days remaining in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1956, Don Larson of the New York Yankees pitched the first perfect game in the history of the World Series. On this date in 1964, Ringo Starr took and passed his driving test. On this date in 2001, President George W. Bush announced the establishment of the Office of Homeland Security. On this date in 2015, actress and singer Selena Gomez reveals she has lupus. On this date in 2019, the FBI confirms Samuel Little was America's most prolific serial killer after verifying more than half of his 93 confessed murders. And 4 years ago today, and again, people seem to forget what some of these folks on the far right have been doing over the last number of years. 2020, on this date, the FBI charged 13 men with plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and storm the Michigan Capitol. There are some very, very dangerous people out there right now. Those are some of the most famous events that occurred on this date in history. I try not to get all spicy here.
It's okay.
You know? But that story reminded me of that story. Again, these people wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan and then storm the Capitol. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Chevy Chase. Saturday Night Live and movies, but also one of the most despised people. All his co-stars seem to can't stand him, but Chevy Chase, happy birthday, Chevy. You're 81 years old today. Sigourney Weaver from the Alien franchise, Working Girl, Ghostbusters, 75 years old. Daryl Hammond, former Saturday Night Live cast member, is 69. Stephanie Zimbalist of Remington Steel, 68. Kim Wayans, In the House, In Living Color, 63. Matt Damon, turning 54. Nick Cannon is 44 years old today. Bruno Mars turns 39. Angus T. Jones, who was the kid on Two and a Half Men, 31 years old today. And Bella Thorne is 27. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. It is International Face Your Fears Day. It is International Lesbian Day. It is Hero Day. It is Salmon Day. It is Own Business Day. And World Octopus Day. All right, time now for our number for the day.
That's right.
We did not give you any hints today.
Nope.
I forgot to do that. That's on me.
It's okay, though. Maybe it'll help me today.
But the number for the day, and again, we give Ian Welsh three choices. So based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, 33%. And if he's above 33% for the week, it's a passing week. If he's below 33% for the week, it's a failure of a week. If he gets at least half this week, it would be two out of four. If he gets at least half, that's a winning week. So we'll give you a winning week for two out. We'll give you a winning week for 50%. We'll give you the benefit of that doubt.
Nice.
All right. Our number for the day, the percentage of households in Thailand that own at least one motorcycle. It is the highest number in the world. So the percentage of households in Thailand that own at least one motorcycle, the highest number of motorcycle ownership in the world.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 67%? Is the correct answer 77%? Is the correct answer 87%?
Okay, I'm just going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say 77%. I'm going with B as my final answer.
The old middle number that you tend to take so very often.
77%, final answer.
Percentage of households in Thailand that own at least one motorcycle, the highest number in the world is 87%.
Oh, the highest number.
The highest number. So
see, that was a hint. I didn't
listen. I know, but hey, you still got three more chances.
Yes,
I do. Try to pull it out. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And make sure you join us tomorrow. Bob Look, Sean Wright, and Trisha Zunker all joining us here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.